Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for Monday, the 4th of September. We're going to be in the book of Ecclesiastes. Now, let me get some explanations in here. The Hebrew name for the book is Koheleth. Number 6953. It's translated preacher in your King James Bible, but further investigation reveals that it is a collector or assembler of sentences. And it is used as a proper name here. It is attributed to Solomon, the son of David, which the verses back up. I'm going to say that quite plainly. I will be doing some word study as usual in this book. They call it Ecclesiastes because in the Greek version, it means the speaker to a called out assembly or assembler of sentences. Okay, he's speaking to an assembly of Israelites. And this is the method they assembled these sentences. A lot of it reflects Solomon's apostasy in later life. And he describes all the vanities in life, the worthless pursuits. That's what vanities means. It is number 1892, and it is Hebel or Habel. And I will explain that as I go along, how it is used in an emphatic. When the Hebrew speakers wanted to make an emphatic, they used a word twice. I'm going to have to get into the actual text to show you what I'm talking about. So let's get started with chapter 1, verse 1. The words of the collector. Now that is Koheleth. It would be the words of Koheleth, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Well, who would that be? Who was king right after David? Well, it was Shlomo, Solomon. Verse 2, Vanity of Vanities. Now, that's number 1892, Hebel or Habel. There are 38 uses of this 1892 in different tenses in this book. Vanity of Vanities, said the Koheleth, which means collector. Vanity of vanities. Now, I will show you what I mean here. Hebel, Habalim. That's the same word in as an emphatic, vanity of vanities, the first is a singular, the second is a plural, with the im on the end. Hebel Hebalim says the Koheleth. That's a collector or assembler or a public speaker. It is translated preacher in the King James Bible, number 6953. An assembler or a lecturer, abstractly preaching, used as a nom de plume, a name of writing, Koheleth. He didn't name himself. He called himself the assembler. It can be translated as preacher. But in the Brown Driver Briggs, it's a collector of sentences, a preacher, a public speaker, a speaker in an assembly. Koheleth with a Q. Q-O-H-E-L-E-T-H. As a proper name, that's how they're using it here. They are making it his name as a nom de plume, a name in which he wrote under. Okay, let me clear my lungs here. Verse 2, vanity of vanities, as I said the Koheleth. Vanity of vanities, he repeats it, all is vanity, as singular. Verse 3, what advantage has an atom of all his labor, which he labors under the sun? Now let's stop right here. Under the sun is used as in this world, without Yahweh, on his own, okay? Yahweh's not involved. You work all your life under the sun, in other words, in this world, on your own. He's giving a particular view here. Verse 4, and you can reference Sirach, chapter 14, verse 18. One generation goes, that's 1980, they have passed away in the King James, but it's goes or walks, literally. Number 1980. And another generation comes, that's number 935. But the land abides forever. All right, verse 5, the sun also rises, and the sun goes down and hastens to its place where it arose. They have he in the King James Bible instead of it. They try to personify the sun. Verse 6, the wind goes or walks, 1980, toward the south, 1864, and turns around unto the north. It goes around and around. And the wind returns again according to its going around. It just goes around in a big circle. The wind blows this way and the wind blows that way. Verse 7, all the streams, 51-58, run into the sea, yet the sea is not full, 4392, unto the places from when the streams come, there they return again. Now there's evaporation from the sea, and clouds come over and rain on the land, and fill the streams again, and it's a never-ending process. It goes on even today. Verse 8. All Things or Matters, number 1697, are wearisome. 3023. Let me scroll up here. They have all things or are full of labor in the King James. But means tired or tiresome, full of, in the Brown Driver Briggs, it has wearisome. And I trust that definition more than anything else. A Brown Driver Briggs Ksenius is the best. All things or matters, it can be translated either way, number 1697. That's dabar, a thing spoken of, or many definitions. Man, that's 376, that's just gender specific, cannot speak it or utter it, is not able to. It's 3201, which is to be able, and then 3808, not, that is able not to utter it. The eye is not satisfied, 7646, with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Now here's a verse that everybody has heard of. Verse 9. The thing that has been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new, 2319, thing under the sun. In other words, in this world again. Every time they quote under the sun, and there's a whole bunch of them, and I'll note them, that means in this world. There's nothing new in this world. Verse 10. Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? That's 2319 again. It has been already of old times, which was before us, from before us. Verse 11. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come afterwards. In other words, whatever has happened will be forgotten. It's all water under the dam. People repeat, they repeat, they repeat. We're repeating things in our society today. We're repeating things right now that were happening before the Civil War in the United States of America. The same people behind the scenes, the Rothschilds, are manipulating the divisions in this nation to have the neo-Confederates against the neo-abolitionists. It's South and North all over again, dividing us so we don't see what they're doing. We don't pay attention to how we are being enslaved as a people. They have us fighting over statues. Okay, it's history. They shouldn't change history. I agree with that. But what's more important? Truly, what's more important today than getting together and putting aside petty differences to fight the real enemy, the ones that are enslaving us today? You know, and it's a fact. We're wage slaves. You don't own your car. You rent your car. You have to pay taxes on it. You have to license it. You don't own your home, you have to pay property taxes on it. You lease it from the state. You work and they take illegal taxes out of your paycheck. Okay? On and on and on and on and on. So many things. We're spinning our wheels when we should be gathering together as Israelites to fight the real enemy. Okay, let's go on in chapter 1, verse 12. I, the Koheleth, was king over Israel in Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. That would be Solomon. And I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under the sky. This evil task, and evil is 7451, and task is 6045, has Elohim given to the sons of Adam, not man, Adam, to be concerned with. 6031. Verse 14, I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, that's in this world, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. There's that vanity again, and vexation of spirit. All right, vexation is 7469. That's feeding upon or grasping. And the Brown Diver Briggs definition is longing or striving. And striving of spirit. And they're going to repeat this vexation of spirit over and over and over in these texts. It's going to be repeated. That's one of the things. The vanity and vexation of spirit is going to be in here a lot. Moving on, verse 15. That which is crooked cannot be made straight. And cannot is not able to be made straight. They made it into the word cannot. And it suffices, okay? I'm not going to nitpick. And that which is lacking, 2642, is not able to be numbered. Cannot be numbered, 4487, okay? To count, to reckon, to number, assign, tell, appoint, and prepare. To count or to number. The one tense that's used here is to be numbered. That is correct. That's nephal tense. Verse 16. And you can reference 1 Kings chapter 4, verses 29 through 31. That's 1 Kings 4, 29 through 31. And also Sirach in the Apocrypha, chapter 47, verses 14 through 18. Verse 16, I commune with my own heart, saying, lo, I am become great. That's 1431, become great. And have gotten more wisdom than all that have been before me in Jerusalem. Okay. He is getting a little arrogant here. Okay. Yea, my heart had great experience, and that's 7200, which means to see, great seeing of wisdom, 2451, and knowledge, 1847. Verse 17. And I gave my heart to know wisdom and to know madness. 1947. And folly. I perceive that this also is striving of spirit. Now that's 7475 instead of 7469, but it has the same meaning. For in much wisdom is much grief. 3708. Okay, no madness and folly is much grief. 3708. In Strong's, it says anger, angry, grief, indignation, provocation, provoking. In Brown Driver Briggs, it has anger, vexation, provocation, and grief. Okay, vexation. It has to do with being troubled. And he that increases knowledge increases sorrow. Well, that's 4341, anguish or affliction, grief, pain, sorrow. It has pain, sorrow, and mental pain in the Brown Driver Briggs. Well, the more we know, the more we see, those of us who have the Holy Spirit, what's going on in the world today, and it gives us grief to see our brothers and sisters of Israel going down the path of perdition. Yes, the more you see, the more you know, the more you see the wrong in the world. That's a major problem. We can't unknow what we know. We can't unsee what we see. It opens our eyes instead of closes them. We're stuck with it. Okay, that ends chapter 1. Now here is chapter 2. I said to myself, or myself to myself, to my own heart. Okay, let me change chapters in Esword here. I'm working two computers. I said in my heart, is what it said, go to now, I will test you with mirth. 8057, therefore see pleasure, and behold, this is also vanity, it's worthlessness. Verse 2, I said of laughter, it is mad, and of mirth, what does it? No, what good is it, you know? Verse 3, I sought in my mind, or my heart, to cheer my body with wine. He was tippling a little vino there, okay? They used to party hardy back then. Those kings were known. Let me stick that Tanakh up there. The kings were known for partying. Now it has body. It's 1320. Let me look that up. I want to do every word in this. 1320. My flesh, body, person. See what Brown Driver Briggs has. That's basar. That's flesh. Flesh of the body. The body itself. In other words, he's gonna get a little lit up. He's gonna drink some of that vino and party on. Yet guiding 5090 my mind with wisdom and to lay hold on folly 5531 till I might see what that good for the sons of Adam which they should do under the sky all the days of their life. In other words, he's looking for the proper way to live. Now it goes back to him being king. And verses 4 through 8, you can reference 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 23 through 27, and 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verses 22 through 27. This is what Solomon did. Verse 4. I made great works. I built me houses. I planted me vineyards. Powerful, rich king. I made me gardens and orchards. I planted trees in them of all kind of fruits. I made me pools of water to water therewith the wood that brings forth trees. Verse 7. I acquired male slaves and female slaves, which had children in my house. Also, I had abundant livestock of cattle and sheep, above all, or from all that were in Jerusalem before me. And verse 7, you can reference 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 23. Verse 8, I gathered me also silver and gold and the personal treasure of kings and of the provinces. I got me men singers and women singers and the delights of the sons of Adam. As, and the word is Shedah, and the meaning is unknown. We don't know what that means. And that of all sorts. And verse 8, you can reference 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 10, and 14 through 22. Verse 9, and you can reference 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 25. Verse 9, so I was great. It increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also, my wisdom remained with me. This is before he went crazy and started marrying all those foreign women. Let me get a little drink of water. I'm getting a little dry here. Verse 10. And whatsoever my eyes desired, I held back not from them. In other words, anything he saw that he wanted, he just got it. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was my portion of all my labor. That's 5999. Verse 11. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit. There it is again. And there was no profit, 3504, as in making a profit off of money, etc. No profit under the sun, in other words, in this world. Verse 12, and I turned myself to behold wisdom and madness and folly. He was looking at everything. For what can the Adam do that comes after the king? Even that which has been already done. There you go. Nothing is new under the sun again. That's what he's saying. Then I saw that to have wisdom is advantage from folly. As far as light excels from darkness. Much better to be wise than foolish. Verse 14, the wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happens to them all. They're all, everything happens to everybody. Everybody dies. Then said I in my heart, or to myself, as it happens to the fool, so it happens even to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart that this also is vanity. It's all worthless. Why? Here comes verse 16. Because there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever. In other words, all this stuff that's going on today, 100 years from now, nobody will remember it. Look at the history. We just have forgotten, and we're condemned to repeat it today, brothers and sisters. Nobody remembers. But that's being engineered by the Antichrist system, so nobody knows anything. They have dumbed the people down. Continuing in verse 16. Seeing that already it is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dies the wise man? As the fool. In other words, just like the fool. You die. Your heart stops. You quit. Wise man or a fool, rich man or a poor man, good man or a bad man. Okay? That's what he's saying. Verse 17. Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun, in other words, in this world, is grievous unto me. For all is vanity and vexation of spirit. There you go again. Verse 18, yea, I hated all my labor which I had labored under the sun. Under the sun, in this world. Same deal, different day. That's repeated over and over and over. Because I should leave it under the Adam that shall be after me. In other words, there's no U-Haul on the back of a hearse. And when you die, somebody else gets all your stuff. All you stuff worshipers out there, trying to accumulate as much stuff as you can get your hands on. Instead of spiritual treasure, you're working for earthly treasure. It's worthless. Verse 19, and who knows whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? He doesn't know. He's going to be dead. Yet shall he have rule over all my labor in which I have labored, and wherein I have showed myself wise under the sun in this world. This is also vanity. It's worthless. Verse 20. Therefore I caused my heart to despair of all the labor which I had labored under the sun. And everything that he did in this world, he didn't value it anymore. Verse 21, for there is an Adam whose labor is in wisdom and in knowledge and in skill, yet to an Adam that has not labored in that shall he leave it for his portion. This is also vanity and a great evil. In other words, you work hard all your life, and just when you get the pinnacle of success, you die. And somebody that hasn't hit a lick all his life is going to get it. Relatives will fight over it that didn't work for it. Now, I've got arrows here. For what comes to pass from all labor of Adam and of the striving of his mind, that's vexation or striving, 7475, of his mind or heart, wherein he has labored under the sun again. What comes to pass of all Adam's labor in this world? Nothing. What's the point? And here's verse 23, and you can reference Job chapter 5, verse 7, and chapter 14, verse 1. Verse 23, for all his days are sorrows, 4, 3, 4, 1, and his task grief, 3708. Yea, his heart does not sleep in the night. This is also vanity. He's up. It's worthless. He's up all night worrying about stuff. Oh, if I don't do this, somebody's going to get my stuff and. He's saying this is the vanity of living wisely. It doesn't do you any good to be wise. And the vanity, from 18 on, the vanity of working hard. You might relate to this. Man, why do I do all this overtime? Uncle Sam's going to get all of it. Okay, that's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about right here. He feels the same way. And this is the king, the super rich king of Israel. Why should I go through all of this? He's getting depressed here. Now, here he's talking about going in to just living a hedonistic life. He's abandoning his wisdom here. Verse 24. And you can reference Ecclesiastes 3, verse 13, 5, verse 18, 9, verse 7. Book of Isaiah 56, verse 12. The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 19. And 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 32. Now listen to this. There's nothing better for an Adam than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul or being good in his labor. Pursue, just get good stuff and just enjoy it. This also I saw that it was from the hand of Elohim. Verse 25. For who can eat or who can hasten outside of me? Verse 26, for given to an Adam that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he gives tasks. 6045, to gather and to collect. 3664, that he may give to him that is good before Elohim. In other words, the evil is going to, people are going to do all this stuff, and the good guy's going to get it. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. And verse 26, you can reference Job 32, verse 8, and Proverbs 2, verse 6. That ends chapter 2. Let's get into chapter 3. We'll probably get chapter 3 in, and then I'll have to stop for the day. Remember the song by the Birds? To everything, turn, turn, turn. Well, here's what they took it from. Chapter 3. To everything there is an appointed time, 2165. Okay, they have season. 2165, a set time, an appointed time. They have season in the King James, but it is an appointed time in the Hebrew. So they got the word wrong in the song, but that's all right. To everything there is an appointed time, and a time to every purpose. 2656. Okay, and that is pleasure, desire, a valuable thing. And Brown Driver Briggs, delight, desire, longing, good pleasure, that in which one takes delight. A time for every pleasure, in other words, under the sky. Verse 2, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, to reap, in other words. Verse 3, a time to kill and a time to heal. Didn't say murder, says to kill. A time to break down and a time to build up. Verse 4, a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Verse 5, a time to cast away stones and a time to collect stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. The proper use of time. Verse 6, a time to get or to acquire, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. Verse 7, a time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Verse 9. What advantage has he that works in that wherein he labors? In other words, why do you work hard? He's asking this. I have seen the task which Elohim has given to the sons of Adam to be concerned with. 6031. Verse 11, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has set the world, they have 5769. Scroll up to that. The world, 5769. Olam. That's the vanishing point. Let's see what Brown Driver Briggs has it. The future. Okay. He has set the future in their heart, so that no Adam can find out the work that Elohim makes from the beginning to the end. Now they have long duration, antiquity, futurity, forever, ever, everlasting, evermore, perpetual, old, ancient, and world. But the world is not commonly used. They have set the world in their heart. Well, the future in their heart, the world in their heart. They may be concerned with just what's going on in this world. I think that's what he's getting at, because under the sun means in this world. He uses that a lot. Verse 12. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. Verse 13, and also that every Adam should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of Elohim. Yeah, you should benefit from your labors. That's not wrong. Not at all. Verse 14, I know that whatsoever Elohim does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything diminished from it. And Elohim does it that men should fear before him, because he is the overwhelming force. Verse 15, that which has been is already, and that which is to be is already. And God requires that which is passed away. Now we're talking about injustice. Verse 16. And moreover, I saw under the sun, in other words, in this world, the place of judgment, that wickedness was there. Well, look at our courts today. You don't think they're wicked? And the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. These churches today are full of iniquity, and they're supposed to be a place of righteousness. Verse 17. I said in my heart, Elohim shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. Everybody's going to get judged. That's very, very true. And I said in my mind concerning the cause of the sons of Adam, that Elohim might cleanse them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. Act in a bestial manner. I see white faces in Antifa. They're beasts. They're there with the rest of the beasts. Now here's an explanation of that last verse. Because that which befalls the son of Adam befalls beast. Even one thing befalls them. As the one dies, so dies the other. In other words, everything dies. Yea, they have all one breath. So that an Adam has no advantage above a beast, for all is vanity, it's worthlessness. Well, I'm going to insert this. What you do in your life, it is what measures your life. That's what Yahweh looks at. Everybody's born, everybody dies. Some sooner, some later. Some prosper, some fail. The wicked prosper and good people don't. It's all stuff. This life in this world is a testing ground and nothing more. That's what this life is purposed for by Yahweh. Verse 20, all go unto one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. That's verse 20. They bury you, what happens? You decompose, you go back to the dust. A horse dies, they bury the horse, same deal. That flesh goes back to the dust. Here's 21. Who knows the spirit of the son of Adam that goes upward? There's the separation, folks. And the spirit of the beast, 929, that goes downward to the ground. The seed of Adam has the eternal spirit that goes upward. Verse 22, wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that an Adam should rejoice in his own works, for that he is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? In other words, he doesn't know what's going to happen after he dies. Now, this is Solomon's opinion, okay? Solomon was losing some hope at this time, and he was seeing the worthlessness of his own life because he had begun in his apostasy. And had made a fool of himself. Not good for Solomon. I have 10 minutes, and I'm going to do chapter 4. So I returned and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun, in other words, in this world, and behold the tears of those that were oppressed, and they had no comforter, 5162. And on the side of their oppressors there was power, in other words, from the hand, that's 3027, of their oppressors there was power, because the hand is a symbol of power. But they had no comforter. Verse 2. Therefore I praise the dead which are already dead more than the living which are yet alive. In other words, they were out of this life and didn't have to worry. Verse 3. Yea, better is he than both of them which has not yet been. Now the unborn has a better chance at things, who has not seen the evil work that is done under the sun, again under the sun, in this world. Verse 4, again I considered all labor and every skilled work, that for this a man, that's just 376, that's gender specific, is envied of his neighbor. And here we come again. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. You do well, people are going to be jealous. Verse 5. The fool folds his hand together and eats his own body or flesh. Verse 6. Better is a handful with quietness than both the hands full with labor and vexation of spirit. Verse 7, then I returned and I saw vanity under the sun. Again, they keep repeating that, vanity under the sun. Verse 8, there is one and there is not a second. Yea, he has neither child nor brother, yet no end of all his labor, neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither, says he, for whom do I labor and decrease my soul of good? This is also vanity. Yea, it is an evil task. Here's some wisdom. Verse 9. Two are better than one, because they have good reward for their labor. Verse 10, this is talking about cooperation. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has not another to help him up. That's the whole idea of brotherhood in Christian identity, sharing the load, sharing your brother's burden. Yeshua Messiah taught that. Verse 11, again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? Snuggling. Verse 12, and if one prevail against him, two shall stand against him. And threefold cord is not quickly broken. Strength in numbers. Verse 13, better is a poor and wise child than an old and foolish king. who will no more be admonished. He won't take correction from anybody. He's arrogant. That's like these politicians. They know it all. 14, for out of the prison house he comes to reign, whereas also he that is born in his kingdom becomes poor. Verse 15, I considered all the living which walk under the sun, in other words, in this world, with the second child that shall stand up in his stead. Verse 16, there is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and striving of spirit. And that ends chapter 4. We're going to stop her there. Wow. His writings are a little depressing. I'll be real honest. This was written in the latter days. He collected all these sayings and wrote them down. He wrote the Proverbs, a lot of them. Not all, but a lot. And a lot of it was common sense. And he's seeing his life. He's looking at his own life here. And no matter what he did, no matter how rich he became, no matter how wise he was, it was all worthless because of his life. He was starting to see the errors of his ways, but he was getting old. We don't know the fate of Solomon. We know that he married many racially alien women and started worshiping false gods. We see his breakdown occurring here. In the other scriptures, it says he was a complete fool at the end. We don't really know. We don't have a complete record. But I imagine he had a little problem. See, a lot of these rich people today, oh, they have it all. I mean, they have it all. And they're not taking one bit of it with them. And they're worshiping their stuff, and they have lost their soul. They've sold their soul out for worldly possessions. Worldly stuff. And I see a lot of people in Christian Identity that don't have two nickels to rub together and are truly blessed. Because they have eternal life coming, and they will be with Yeshua, Messiah. The goal in our lives is not to satisfy our lusts of the flesh and lust of the eyes. It is to see how we may be of best service to our Father in heaven. That is the testing that's going on with us. We are being tested to see if we will make the right spiritual choices to choose Yahweh and get off that fence and stop worrying about worldly possessions, but lay up treasures in heaven. And it's time for me to go. May Yahweh bless and keep you. Shalom Aleichem. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.